Okay, so Shishia Baloska, you'll forgive me, is really one of the most depressing aliyos in all of the Torah. As Rashi notes already at the beginning, by even so Aaron, the Hapsik bin Puranus the Puranus, Chatzwa Mudel Shiva, the breaking up of Sefer Bamidbar into three different Svarim. But I want to actually talk about the technicalities in just a moment of the Hapsik bin Puranus the Puranus, but be that as it may, it's just, you know, from the first Puranus, which we'll get to in just a moment, to Tavera, to Kibur Satava, to Eldad and Medad, Misnavin Bamachane, Adam Yoshek Kilaim, you know, Machokis Rav Shimon and Yochai, and his Rebbe Rav Yekiva, regarding, you know, Hatzon Dubakar Yishachet Lahem, you know, and Hayat Hashem Tiktsar, and Moshe Rabbeinu asking to be put out of his misery, Kachad Dus Ali, Argini Naharog. It's really a brutal Aliyah in every sense of the term. And the question is, where does that all that begin? And here we have to credit the Ramban. Rashi's very difficult time explaining what the Hapsik Ben Puranus the Puranus is all about, because after all, it's only on the backside of the Vahivin Soa, with so much potential, that we have first the Tav'era, Vivakshin Alila, Heach Liprosh Miachari Amokom, and then we have Kibros HaTava, which is essentially a continuation of the same idea of looking for some excuse to, you know, upset Hashem, and therefore not have to go into the land of Israel. Or it's, you know, if you really ask me, well, why did the Jewish people not enter the land of Israel? It's because they didn't want to. And they put Hashem into a situation where they, you know, incensed him, you know, so many times. It's a process that culminates in the next week's parsha. But the Ramban points out that the antecedent, right, before the Vayivin Soa, Vayisum Mehar Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yamim, so Ramban uses that famous expression, Isimcha Ketino Kachoreach Mibes HaSefer, right, Shema Yarbe Mitzvos Aleihem. The concern was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them even more mitzvos, and that their takeaway from the Har Sinai experience was, well, we can't get out of here soon enough before, you know, who knows what's going to happen. You know, we're going to have even more than Tariq Mitzvos, and that was the root of all sin. And that is a fascinating idea. The Ramban continues the line of thinking in terms of Vayyav Kibisonin and Rabbein Hashem, that as they went further into the desert, right, again, they should have been marching, the Ramban says, Besimcha, Betuv Levav, and yet they weren't, and they were complaining about all kinds of things, about the conditions, you know, and really, they should have appreciated all that God had done for them with the Anani Kavod, with the Man, with the Be'er, etc. So at the root of all sin, at the root of the Jewish people failing to enter the land of Israel, is this idea of Tino Kavoreach Mebeis HaSefer, running away from mitzvos, which should have been something that the Jewish people embrace. And it can be understood at two different levels, and I think they're complementing. So if you don't want more mitzvos, so not only do you want to get away from Har Sinai, but obviously you don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? Gemara Masech Masota, you know, Mipneiman is Ave Moshe Rabbeinu Likvareis Eretz Yisrael, you know, V'chilach HaMipriya Hutzarech Ella, right, the mitzvos Hatzlu Yosba, and every single mitzvah takes on an additional dimension there, right? You know, Hatzibi Lach Tziyunim Shaliyu Aleichem Kechadash, and mitzvos Yishuvah Yitzel Shkulek Malkom Mitzvos Yubat Torah, the life in Chutz La'aretz is a life of alienation. So, of course, if we're trying to get away from a more intensive, immersive relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we can rightly and reasonably expect that they're not going to be interested in going into Eretz Yisrael. The second point is even, I think, a little bit more subtle, but of the same, perhaps even of greater importance. If one's attitude towards Torah is that it's a burden, that is one's attitude, particularly, right, the experience of Har Sinai, of having that direct confrontation with Hashem, a direct revelation from Hashem, if that, you know, it's a burden, so then all of religious life is destroyed. Right? Of course, there are some specific manifestations of this. In Al-Tas, Tulas HaKevel, Racham Tachanunim B'tnei HaMakom, is particularly insidious when it comes to tefillah rachamein anu, but if spiritual life is a burden, then of course there can be no joy associated with it, and ultimately one cannot help but get to that place, vayishmani shirun vayivat of v'ita, because people just don't want to put up for things, you know, for an extended period of time. You know, the fact that they were Tino Cabrera from Base at Sayfair, you know, to get out of there as fast as possible, because spiritual life is a burden. So that becomes like a clarion call for us. And people begin to sense that things are a burden instead of an opportunity. That the more, the better, then that is like the ultimate sign of warning. And, you know, it's really confirmed by the Tokacha, right? The idea of not having joy in performance